we tried to expand it every time we did a show and every time we met bands. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's really amazing is like the first show we threw, a friend of ours had approached us about the bill. Mm-hmm. And we decided to do her bill. And then she said, hey, I have this friend's band. They're a new band. They're really good. They're called Ravi and the Houseplants. Uh-huh. We'd love to get them on the bill. And we said, because Citizens Loft, the way that we work, our philosophy is we want to do as much as we can with the artists we work with. And this is whether we're releasing a record or working on a show. Mm-hmm. With the artists we work with, to do everything they want to do, mm-hmm. to the best of our abilities and the best it can be, while incorporating every possible change that they want to make from the original vision, mm-hmm. but sticking as close to the original vision as possible.
Yeah.
While incorporating every change and making things as best as they can. Mm-hmm. So I've always felt that way. So we said, yeah, we want to work with you, Moon. So my friend Muneka, mm-hmm. we said, Moon, we want to work with you. So we're going to book Ravi and the Houseplants. We didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
They didn't have any music out yet. They were a completely new band. Mm-hmm. And they're incredible. They're a huge fixture in the Austin scene now.
Yeah.
Like, they play a lot of house shows. Mm-hmm. They're on our label. We released their first record. And that's just how we met them.
Yeah.
And it's really
and
cool.
And the record's blowing up now. So I don't know. Going off this, I kind of want to talk more about the Citizens Loft. I like this, like, DIY, the scene. It has these venues. And it's also, like, I'm starting to see more and more DIY kind of organizations of sort. There's DIY labels, DIY like concert promotion and like management.
Just promoting events that find venues to put events to.
Putting like there's organizations that put on and they're all like run by just students or people who are just like living in the scene. And it's kind of interesting to me like how it's enhanced from just venues to like these kind of organizations. Like I think there's Austin Pudding is kind of DIY and
that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And I would agree. I think that people realize the organization is the way that they can mm-hmm. get more done.
Yeah.
Have more people involved. Because it's, like I said, you can't have two people on the stage moving one amp.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple.
Yeah.
There's only a limited amount of space. Mm-hmm. So it kind of stinks because sometimes people feel like they can't get involved, even when they've gone to shows, just because there's mm-hmm. already, everyone already fills a role. What role would I fill? So when you have an organization and you do a lot of shows, each show is kind of a different group, and mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, bringing in more and more people.
Yeah, so bringing it to you. You guys, Citizens Loft, you describe it as a record label, record music organization that books shows. You know?
Yeah, I always describe it as a record label and production company.
Okay.
And we have three divisions. We have Citizens Loft Records, mm-hmm. Citizens Loft Productions, and Citizens Loft Films.
Mm-hmm.
And we overarchingly just call ourselves Citizens Loft.
Yeah.
And because our venue got shut down, that's when I discovered Outpost 186, mm-hmm. which I was talking about before, mm-hmm. art gallery that you can rent for a certain fee.
Yeah.
And then you can just do whatever you want there, and, mm-hmm. and you bring gear, and you can run a show.
Nice.
So that's what we did for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also helped other people who wanted to turn their basement into a house show venue.
Mm-hmm.
We took our model and brought it to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really cool project.
Yeah.
It's cool that we have a I like that idea, and I built it like that, a framework,
mm-hmm.
a scaffold that you can bring and put somewhere and use to do it elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's not just at our venue.
Yeah. So, and then you guys, you know, you work with artists a lot too. So is it's mostly just, you know, finding people, finding friends, or just finding people like at shows and stuff?
Yeah, it started off as, you know, friends, and then people that friends would recommend. I mean,
yeah.
people recommend artists to me all the time because they know that I'm the type of person that wants to hear new music, and if it works, and if it's a band I really like, I'm going to pursue them.
Yeah.
You know, because there's only a few people involved in Citizens Loft, and because the framework calls for like a 5-person team,
mm-hmm.
which I think is accurate for records as well.
Yeah.
That's a different story. I feel like we can't always take on every project we get offered, which stinks. We want to, but we can't because we just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Because to give your full energy to something, you have to give the
really
time.
Really allocate time for it.
But so, I feel like when you meet a band at a show like Ravi and the Houseplants, you notice that you have a rapport with them. You
mm-hmm.
notice that you get along with them. There's some sort of chemistry
mm-hmm.
between you. They're not looking at you like you're going to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
They're not looking. You're not looking at them like they're going to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get good vibes, and then just start talking to them.
Yeah.
And they were like, "What is Citizens Loft? We're really interested. It seems really cool." And I told them about it and just pitched it. But I didn't even pitch it. I just explained it.
Yeah.
And they said, "We want to do this."
Yeah. It's not like that kind of like the music industry, like the big guy from the big management comes in and, you know, I'm gonna take.
Exactly.
It's more like you're working together because you just love music.
Yeah, we just want to help artists release music. We just want, and that comes from me
mm-hmm.
with my bands, I just always wanted to be able to record everything I wrote to just hear it.
Yeah.
I didn't need a release. I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
To listen to it the way it is in my head.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to give artists that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have some sort of crowd that watches us a little bit at least.
Yeah.
So why not all pull it together rather than being so individualized, releasing yourself where you have no support. Even the people who are your musician friends who are like, yeah, love the album, like, they're probably not buying it because you probably gave them the song yourself.
Yeah.
So having that, that was the other reason for Citizens Loft. Having a thing we all feel proud of enough to say we are a Citizens Loft band.
Yeah.
Means a lot.
Yeah.
That's what it was.